Good morning to everybody. I would like to read first in just one verse in Romans, and then we're going to move to John. I'm only going to read one verse in Romans. And it's in chapter 1 and verse 16. I may read a little bit slower because I forgot my glasses, so it's better if it's always better when you follow along anyway, so that way you can read it for yourself. Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Now we're going to read in John chapter 10 and verse 14. These are verses that are well known to everybody. I think they're always read and memorized by the kids. John 10 and verse 14. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Number 17. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received from my Father. And we'll ask the Lord to bless the reading of his word in our hearts. Here we have, first of all, the power of God is in the gospel. We see it. Many of us that are saved already know of that great power. And it is going to be present today, because the gospel message is going to go forth. And we know that there is power because those that are saved could give testimony of that great power that has been shown to us. And we see God's love when we read of this great shepherd that gave his life for the sheep. He gives the sheep safety. For there is stories in the Bible that we read of shepherd boys that take care of the flock and the sheep. We know that sheep are a dumb animal. They are not able to see for themselves. We could see... if you investigate on sheep, you know that they'll, if they leave the flock, if they are not with other sheep, they'll wander and they'll eventually be devoured by a predator that is seeking for a meal. But the Lord Jesus is the one that gives the safety for the sheep. He's the one providing safety for the sheep. He's the one guarding the sheep, and the sheep are us, men, women, and children. We're all considered in the Word of God, we're all sheep. And a few verses in the past weeks, we had a verse that was, we all like sheep have gone astray. That's another famous verse and always heard of and memorized also by the kids. All we like sheep have gone astray. But like I said, we all need safety. The sheep need safety, and the one that provides it is the Lord Jesus Christ. But if we could think at home, we all need safety when we're at home. Just a few months ago, at our house, it was in the middle of the night, and it must have been like around 1:30 maybe. I heard a slam a door slam, or it sounded like a door slam at that time, and I woke up. So I went and I turned on the lights, and there was nothing. So then that week, the kids found out that their bikes had been taken from the garage. So somebody came in through the side door and into the garage and took the bikes. And the garage door from the outside into the garage doesn't slam. So the one that slams is the one from the garage into the house. So we were thinking about it. And I was thinking about it, and I told Jackie, the door that slammed was not the one from the garage. It was the one going into the house. So maybe they seen the light turn on, and whoever was there, maybe they ran out. See, so there's safety, even in our homes. We need safety at our homes. If I would have paid attention and make sure that doors were locked, that wouldn't have happened. But we need to be alert. We need to be paying attention to what we're doing, because safety is a big part in everybody's life. Not only my family, but everybody that's here, all your guys' families. We all need safety. And those locks are there for our safety. And that's what we need to, as parents, and we have our homes, we need to pay attention on these kind of things. And I felt really bad on myself of being so negligent and that happening. I mean, who knows could have happened, what could have happened that day. But the Lord is good, and he allowed for that. Nothing worse to happen than just bikes to be taken. At school, the kids are taught of safety. When they're in the playground, when they're in class, when they're on the playground, they usually teach them not to go up to strangers, not to speak with strangers. If they see something, tell the teachers. In class, they have, since I was in class when I was little, I know that they do fire drills and they do earthquake drills. They go into the tables. They do alarms that go off, and the kids go out to the field and all these safety things that they do. And that's teaching safety. Ever since we're young, we've been taught that. At home, at school, and even at work. At my job, I just recently started another job. And this job is one of the places that I have ever seen the most safety to be talked about ever and anywhere that I've ever been, in school and at my house. They go every single day. It's like a 15 or 20 minute meeting of safety. Everybody has to wear their hard hat, their safety glasses, their steel toe boots, and they have to have a heel. I mean, you cannot have a boot that doesn't have a heel because you'll slip, and they're really big on all these things. They make you sign, or they make you go over your task, whatever you're going to do. You have to read it with your crew, whoever you're working with. Everybody signs it. It's just a big deal of safety. Safety is a big deal where I'm working at right now, and it's just, I'm learning a lot of safety, and I'm always looking. They make you observe other employees, see how they're doing. If they're doing something wrong, you have the authority to stop anybody what they're doing and tell them, you're doing wrong and you got to do it this way, or you got to call a supervisor. What you have to do is so that no harm could be caused to anybody, to yourself or anybody else. There's safety on the road that we have to watch for. We use our blinkers. We use all these laws that we have to follow, speed limits. So safety in our lives is a big thing that we need to be aware of. And looking at all these things that we have, they help us through our daily life. They help us to not get hurt. They help us to be aware of what could happen, any type of accident. But what about after we're done with this life? We could be safe all through life, be the safest person at home, making sure all the doors are locked. At school, follow all the rules. If you see something, a stranger in the on campus, at work, like where I'm working at, extremely safety. But what about your safety for when eternity comes? Where do you find that? And we find it here in John in chapter 10, that the Lord Jesus is a shepherd that gave his life for the sheep. If you read it in Psalms, and 23, we see there a beautiful song that most of us know. He wants to guide us. He wants to show us the way that we should go. We have brothers and sisters that could show us the way when we're already saved and how to go about our lives and all these things. But the main thing that we need to have safety on is what is going to be for eternity. If you don't have safety for when eternity comes, there's only one place that you're going to be found. And that's going to be in the lake of fire. There's a, right here what we read, the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. The sheep are in contained in one place, and there's a door, and the shepherd, we could read in some places that he would sleep, or he would be by the door, and he would not let nobody come in and hurt his sheep. Or when they're out and eating in the pastures, or when they go out to drink water, he's there with them so that they could be safe and go back to where their fold is at. See, if we don't have that, or we don't have one to help us to be safe in life as we know we should be, as we are taught since we are children, we have one that teaches us to be safe through life, and we know that we'll be safe with him even when eternity comes. As we were singing, there's time, there's still time to be saved. The Lord Jesus Christ still hasn't came. But he is waiting for the last person to be saved. Well, that's the way we think it, because there's going to be one last person, then he's going to come. And that was going to be the last person. But we don't know the time, we don't know the day. We don't know if there's going to be two or three going to be saved that day, and then he's going to come. But there is a limit for this time that we have to be prepared for eternity. And then it says here that I know my sheep and they know me. If you know of the shepherd and you know that he gave his life for you, he laid his life down, he came to this world so that sinful man could have an opportunity to have a beautiful time with him for all eternity. And it's something that we cannot even describe. Paul said that he couldn't describe what he had seen when he went up to heaven when he was there in the spirit. So there's nothing that we could explain that what we're going to find there. But the only thing that we do know for sure is that the Lord's going to be there. And how far great is that, just to know that the one that gave his life for me is going to be there. He wants, God's will is for everybody to repent from their sins and to be a part of this sheepfold that the Lord Jesus Christ has died for. There are many out there that have heard the gospel and have heard the message of salvation, that Christ came to give his life, but they don't receive it. They don't want to take advantage of what God is giving to us or to them. It's hard to understand if you don't open your heart to his word. If you think that there is another way, which there's not, this is the only way. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only way to enter this place that that he has it says here that he has the power to give his own life. You know, when he came to give his life for us, for the sheep, he was brutally whipped. He was crowned with a crown of thorns. He was nailed on the cross. All these things they did to him. And I think that any ordinary man, I think, wouldn't be able to withstand all that bloodshed and all the things that he went through. I don't think they would be able to, and normal man would not be able to withstand what he had gone through. He was the one that gave his life. All the blood that he shed couldn't have given him the strength to be alive for the amount of time that he was alive for. But he himself gave his own life up. He himself was able to say it is finished, that there's nothing else to be done. And we see it in his word that he gave life to the ones that were already dead. We see that in John in chapter 12 that he gave, or I think it's 11. It's 11 when Lazarus was dead and he came 4 days after he had been dead. And he said to remove the tombstone and to remove his things that he had been tied with and all this that they had put on him so that he can get up and come forth. His sister, Lazarus' sister, said, "Lord, but he stinks. Don't let them open it. He already stinks. He's been 4 days already." But the Lord Jesus Christ knew that he would be glorified and the Father would be glorified. He has this power to lay down his life and to take it back again. And he shows it through to us in his word and many other places that we see here in the Bible. And I'm sure that there's many others that were not written, like it says at the end of the book of John. There's many things that he has done that were not written that he did. And I'm sure there's other places where he, or other times when he raised somebody from the dead, or he did other things that he had the power to do. And he does all this because God the Father, he gave him the power to do this. He gave him the ability to do all these things because who the Lord Jesus Christ is. He came so that we can be saved for eternity. If you don't take advantage of what he did and believe in what he did, you cannot be safe when eternity comes, or when you enter eternity, or when this world ends, when it's all dissolved the way he's going to do it. You will not, believe me, you will not be safe if you don't receive the Lord Jesus. And it's not trying to scare anybody or to do it in that type of way. It's just that's the way it's here. And it would be bad not to say it, that if you don't repent, how it says in the Word of God, if you die in your sins, you will be in hell when you die. So the Lord Jesus Christ has given us this opportunity to share that he is the good shepherd that gave his life for the sheep. He is the one and the only one that could do this. And the real reason is the love that he has for us. Sometimes we tell our children that we love them, and we tell our mothers and our fathers and our sisters that we love them, and we could show it to them. But when God tells us that he loves us and he shows us this way, that he gave his own son to die for us, I don't think I would be able to give one of my children for one of my sisters or anybody that I know. I don't think I would be able to say, here's my daughter or here's my son. We love our families and our friends and everybody. We do love them. But not like the love that the Father has or God has for us, of giving us his own son, the most precious one that has ever been and is. For somebody like myself, I could say, because I know what I have done and I know what thoughts that I could have. And at times I cannot understand why he would do that. But I know because it's here and I believe it. If you don't fully understand but you believe it, then you could be saved. Because it's the power of God that he has given us to understand with full understanding and knowing that we are sinners and that we are headed to a punishment that we deserve. I can tell you that I deserve the punishment of hell, but because the shepherd gave his life for a sheep like myself, now I don't have that punishment, and I have safety in eternity of being with that one person that was nailed on the cross, that shed his blood for me. That's my safety. That's what I rely on for when eternity comes. If it comes and the Lord comes and we get to go in eternity that way, I think that would be a far better blessing for myself and for many others here that know about that great blessing of not being put through that step of death that we all have before us, if the Lord wills it that way. So I pray that everybody here could go out these doors today and knowing of that safety that they have, of knowing that Christ, or knowing that you could say that Christ has died for me, he is my safety, he is my shepherd, he will guide me, he will comfort me, and he will lead me for the rest of my life. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we're here before thee once again, and we give thee thanks for thy word that we have. We give thee thanks for this opportunity, again, that we could share this great message that we have, not only here in Norco, but in other places. Father, this great message of salvation, of that one that came to this world and gave his life for sinful men. Father, we know that there is a limit of time. We know that there is a day that the Lord will come, or there could be a day that we could come across death. But Father, let it be that if we do come across death or the Lord coming, let us be sure that we have that safety in the Lord Jesus Christ, of knowing that he died for me, and that we could each one say it, he died for me. In thy son's precious name, we give thee thanks, and that, amen.